Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're going to change the pace a little bit, and we've got the Healesville U3A. Now, we've talked to John, who's the head honcho down there. We've had him in a few times, but, of course, I think he's going to tell us that the U3A probably start back next week, as the schools have started back this week, or maybe they're going to start back. But we've also got Michael, who's a recent convert over the Healesville U3A, but he's also been co-opted or pushed onto the committee. So welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome, and thanks very much for the introduction, Alan.
John, first thing, when do you start back?
We started back last Monday.
Oh, right.
Day three. We're already into it. Oh, up and running, well and fully.
Old hands at it. Michael, I've got to ask you, how long have you been, we know a fair bit about John, how long have you been involved with Healesville U3A?
Well, I started back in 2022, and during 2022 I had to take a bit of time off. Came back around about May or June last year, and just have been rocking with it since. It's been great.
All right, so I've got to ask you, what made you decide that you wanted to get involved with the U3A?
I wanted to find a place and a group that would actually play ukulele.
Oh, no!
Yes.
George.
So, bearing in mind that there's an aversion to ukulele at this point in time, one of the things that was actually very important for me was to find a group that was actually able to do it, because I wanted to learn in a group environment. And so I found the U3A.
To be honest, I don't put it down, but what made you want to pick a ukulele over all other instruments?
I've spent a lot of time trying to learn how to play a guitar, and all of a sudden I found a clip of a guy called Jake Shimabukuro on YouTube, and it just converted me. There's so much that he can do with the ukulele, and it just looked like a heck of a lot of fun.
All right. Because how many are in the ukulele group at the U3A?
We've got well up towards 30. There's 12 new people have signed on this year, so that's 12 people. Yes, yes, yes. And yes, yes. 12 ukuleles have just recently been purchased somewhere
here
in Melbourne. And there's 12 new people joining us as well, plus, of course, our cast of thousands. So, yeah, we're up around about the 30 mark, which is great.
Gee, I didn't. In all honesty, I know I pick on the ukulele mainly because of George, but I didn't think that there would have been that many people that would have got involved with ukulele.
It's an interesting point. There's been a huge resurgence in uke playing around the world in the last 10, 15 years. It's just really been quite amazing. So it seriously is becoming quite a fun little instrument. And some people do actually take it very seriously.
And it's one of those instruments that I think just about every U3A that I've come across has got a group playing ukulele.
Have they?
Absolutely. We went to a conference, the annual conference, a couple of years ago now, 2022, was up in Bendigo. And you know what the prime form of entertainment for everybody there was?
Ukulele.
Yeah, Bendigo ukulele group.
Yeah. I know I laugh at it, but I would have all thought of, out of all the instruments that were available for people to play, that would have been the least played, to be honest with you.
I think one of the advantages of it is that it's a relatively it's not as complex as the guitar, because it's only got four strings.
Yep.
So the chord structures are easier to learn, I think. And that makes it an easy entree into music. But once, as with Michael, once a lot of people get into it, they get hooked.
Yep.
And it's amazing to look at the number. Yeah, I've watched our ukulele players perform two or three times now, either at our own events or whatever it might be, and just the sheer fun.
So, John, they haven't convinced you to join them yet?
No, they haven't. I've been involved with guitar groups and recorder groups, and I've been involved in music all my life.
Yeah.
But the ukulele is not an instrument that I have jumped at yet.
Fair
but
enough.
I could be won over. The time may yet come.
All right. We've got to take a break in a minute or two. But first of all, John, the extravaganza. How did that go?
Oh, you mean the theatre performance group?
I call it the extravaganza. You know
it was wonderful. It was the best yet. It was the Musical Musketeers.
Yep.
And the two performances were both sold out. And the feedback from everybody was absolutely stunning. I mean, we just... And, you know, it wasn't without its faults. I mean, you know, people forget their lines and what have
but
you.
But that's part of it.
But, well, but it's your ability to keep going and recover and get going.
Yeah.
And the age-friendly officer from the Arrow Rangers was watching one of the performances. And the thing which struck her was that for, I mean, everybody on the stage, with one or two exceptions, were in their 60s, 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the thing which struck her was that when mistakes were made or things cropped up, people just kept going. They managed to pick it up again. The show just kept going.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
All right, look, we'll take a quick break because we're not really here to talk about about the ukulele. Or
I know you. I know how much you love the ukulele. Oh,
yes. Yes, I could go on for
John,
a bit longer.
I'm going to cut
like.
You off. Just a reminder, I'm here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have, we're talking to John and Michael from the Hillsville U3A, and then at 2 to 3, we'll be talking to the Upper Yarra Historical Society about some events they've got coming up in, during the year, particularly Crank Up, always a great thing. John, we've bagged the ukulele and we've had a bit of fun, but look, we're here to talk about U3A's. How was last year, and what are we looking forward to this year?
Well, last year was really, I think, a very successful year in lots of ways. I suppose evidenced mainly by the growth in membership. And we finished up with 315 members, which was significantly up on the previous year. But there are lots of other things too, which we can tick off as being things that were really positive aspects of what we do. Yep. The year began with a strategic plan, which I think we've talked about before. Yep. And we went through all of that because we could see growth coming, and managing growth and managing members coming in and looking for new things was something which we had to address. Yep. But what the strategic plan did was give us a roadmap for the future. And helped us sort of really clarify and focus on what our vision was, what our values were going to be, and what were the focus areas that we wanted to address.
Yeah.
And so what that did was sort of just galvanise, I think, the way in which we went about the year.
And it also makes you all in heading the same direction too, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Sort of
and it also gives you sort of a list of items that you can sort of tick off as you go through.
Yep.
And you can sit down at the end of the year, which we've done, and say, well, you know, these are the things we've done so far, which we're pleased to see. These are the things we didn't get round to, which we need to address in the coming year. And so it goes on.
Yep.
So the strategic plan has provided us with a map for what we want to do. One of the things that we identified was that we wanted to become a stronger presence in the community, and also to clarify what the U3A actually was, because I think there are a lot of misapprehensions or misunderstandings about what the U3A is all about. I think a lot of people think it's just the word University of the Third Age, I think, was a turn-off for some, not everybody.
Absolutely.
Not everybody, but for some it was something which they saw it as being, okay, well, I'm not really interested in being totally academic or anything like that, so it's not for me.
Yep.
The other thing which misapprehension we wanted to eliminate, get rid of, was the fact that it's only for older people. The focus is senior citizens,
yep.
But our youngest member's 35.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah. And there is nothing in the Constitution or anywhere in U3A which says there is a minimum maximum age.
Isn't there?
No. Yep. The only thing that really defines who can join is availability, because most of the courses are held during the day.
Yep.
And so you need to be either retired or semi-retired. And Michael's a great example of that, because Michael is part-time working.
Yep.
His wife works full-time, but she's joined a couple of classes which we hold in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, so the U3A is not, although its core, and its core values are to be to focus on seniors, and that's where it had its origins. We welcome anybody and everybody. If they can attend a class, we're delighted to have them in.
Oh, terrific.
And so, Sharon, for example, who was one of our lead singers in the theatre production and has been for the last couple of years, she works 4 days a week. And she is, she'd been in her mid-50s, I suppose, or thereabouts. So, you know, she would describe herself as middle-aged, not senior.
Not senior.
Perhaps in the second stage of her life, not the third stage.
Yeah, we don't want to get into trouble.
So anyway, so those misapprehensions, we wanted to sort of make a focus, as we need to get rid of those and make us a more welcoming group.
That's something you and I have mentioned, because as soon as you mention university, you think end of term exams and all that sort of stuff, don't you?
Yep.
And I've got to go along and be told what to do, because it's more like lectures, but it's nothing like that, is it?
No, it's nothing. It's not like that at all. And one of the focuses of trying to project ourselves was that the vast majority of people who are involved in the U3A have fun.
Mm.
They enjoy themselves. They enjoy the socialising. They kick their heels up in some activities, like some of the dancing activities.
Yep.
We have a winter dance, and you know, you have people in their 60s, 70s and 80s partying on till 10:30 at night to rock and roll music, for goodness sake.
Can't do better than rock and roll music, John. No, not bad.
No. So anyway, so that getting rid of those misapprehensions was really important. We also want to be a stronger presence in the community.
Yep.
So we've got the community choir, for example. The U3A community choir is now, we perform 3 or 4 times every year to aged care centres. So we've performed at Oram, Homewood, Voices in the Park and so on. Same with the ukulele group. Mm-hmm. They have performed in the library, they have performed at Voices in the Park, and they have an agenda too where they're trying to sort of, you know, provide a service to the community, entertain the community and so on.
Yep.
So being a stronger presence in the community was another thing which we really focused on. Another thing which was actually I'm really pleased about is that we've developed a relationship with Hillsville High School. Use the high school for some of our facilities, and one of the consequences of that has been that, and we allow, and this is for the pickleball activity, which Michael will talk about in a minute, as well as for the gym. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to acknowledge and thank the high school for allowing us to use their facilities. So we created an award, which was to be given to, they could decide who they wanted to give it to, but we said we wanted it to be given as a kind of citizenship award to recognise sort of values of the U3A, people who contribute to the welfare of others in the community and so on.
Oh, that's true.
So, you know, so the relationship with the high school. So you know, at the end of the year at their awards night, Hillsville U3A Award for Citizenship was awarded one to a Year 10 student and two to 2 Year 7 students.
Oh, terrific. Yep.
So those sorts of growing relationships are really important to the profile, the way we present ourselves, the way people see us. And so that was really positive.
Sounds good. Got to take a quick break, John. We'll be back with more. And, of course, that was Olivia Newton-John and Long Live Love. And as I said before, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. Whole lot of hits, those sorts of hits, hits from the 50s, 60s and probably a few 70s. And then, of course, I'll be back on Sunday night with a rock and roll hit parade. Can't do better than that. All right, we talked about last year. We're into a new year. What we got coming up new this year?
Well, there's a lot of new courses coming up. Alan, that some started last year, as John was saying during the break. But what's happened is we've got at least six new courses that are running. There's a really good one called The Trip to the Movies, which is like going back into the olden days when you used to go to the movies and you'd start with a cartoon, a newsreel, and then you'd have a serial, and then you'd have the full feature. So that's a great one that's coming up.
But where's that? Like,
that'll be held at our courthouse.
Oh, so you'll be actually running it at the place yourself.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we're doing that ourselves.
Yep.
So that'll be a great one. We've got 36 people looking forward to that already, which is a terrific amount.
All right, there should be a lot.
Yeah, it's a great number. So we've also got a thing called Creative Writing for the Slightly Silly. And that one is that's run by a very lovely lady who's got a great sense of humour. And that's really what it's about. It's about getting there and just exploring some of the funnier, happier, sillier sides to doing writing. So that's really good
I can just enter. And one of the things they aim to do at the end is for each person involved to produce a little folder of their their items and things like that. That they're
a folio.
It'd be all right.
Yeah. Be great indeed. Now let's get down and dirty. We're going to get into some sport and activity now. So we started last year with a group for pickleball. I don't know if you've heard of that one before.
I think John mentioned last time, but I can't think what pickleball is.
Bill Woods was here last time and he talked about pickleball. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of sort of tennis, shuttlecock and badminton. It's sort of
Don't forget table tennis as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like leaving out ukuleles, you know.
It's played on a shuttlecock court.
Yep.
We can run three courts along down a basketball court in the gym. This is at the Hillsville High School. It's got a bit like tennis, but it has differences. But it's designed particularly for people who don't need to move around quite so much.
Well, I was going to say, it wouldn't have... Because one of the problems with tennis is you get older. Mm. The court's a big court, so you wouldn't have that problem, would you?
No. We generally play doubles. So it's much easier in that respect because then you've got that extra ability to rely on the other person to go and get it, which is great. But one of the other things about the pickleball is it's come on so well that we've actually had to extend it to a second night, or second afternoon. We have two afternoons. We run pickleball on Mondays and Wednesdays now, all at the high school. So that's a really good one. There's nearly 50 people involved in that.
So is that at night or when is it run?
It's generally run in the afternoon.
We start 3:15.
Mm. Oh, as soon as school finishes.
We move in.
So it's my mistake to have said night. I didn't mean night. But it is the afternoons. Mm. So that's a really good one as well. Another one that's allied to the big theatre group production and various other things is Stage Stories, which is coming up. And that's where we'll have our course leader will actually make a choice about what they'd like to explore, for example. So it might be musicals, for example, or it might be females in musicals, or it might just be, for example, monster movies or something, and get together and have a big chat about that and a bit of history on that as well.
When you say that, if say you're going to do musicals, do you talk about one particular musical or
we'd focus
it's
generally
to one?
Generally focus on one musical. It could be into the production itself. It could be into even things like the costuming or whatever it might be, the theming around it. So there's a number of different things that can be explored there. So that's a new one for us, and that's going to be quite good across the 12 months. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I actually was part of it last year, and one of the sessions we had was Phil took us through the whole issue of ghosts in the theatre and do they exist and are they real, and presented a 20-minute show on where ghosts have been known or presumed to appear in various theatres, middle of the night and all
this. There's supposed to be a few, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we've even got some in Melbourne.
So that was that was a presentation he made. That was one of them. He's done another one on the story of Greek theatre, the origins of Greek theatre and where it came from and all that sort of thing. And then at the end of that, there's a play reading or something else to go with it, or it could be a show.
That sounds all right. That's
Yeah, a lot of good fun in that one.
So did we come to the decision that there are, in fact, ghosts, or did we decide not?
Well, the jury's out, but when you look at the videos and you look at things moving in the theatre when there's nobody there, you've got to ask questions.
Well, this is how Ghostbusters started. But I think that it's a great thing. It's like some of those great walks you can have around the city to all the various, you know, spaces where crimes may have happened or whatever. A lot of it's in the telling, and a lot of it's in how it's actually produced and so on.
But and what you believe.
Exactly. I mean, the stories and fables will be there for a long, long time.
Why not? There may well be quite logical explanations for these things, but when you look at the evidence...
That's it.
Not sure.
Yep.
No, quite true.
What else, Michael?
Well, there's ukulele for beginners, but I think we talked about that.
I might move on.
Okay? But there's another one, recorder for beginners, for example. And we're looking for a lot of people to come and join us on that one. It's not just about the recorder. It's actually about learning about the music itself.
Is it, when you talk recorders, I think of the ones at the school.
That's right.
So they are still, that's what you're talking about?
Absolutely. John, for example, does a solo in our choir on a recorder, which is a wonderful piece that that we do. And there's quite a number of people in the U3A that are playing recorders. So we have recorder as a normal part of our U3A, but this recorder for beginners is an introduction to both recorders, an introduction to music, a bit of music theory and so on. And there's all different types. There's tenor ukes, recorders, altos, basses, etc. So there's various types of recorders, and some of them can be like 3-4 feet long. Yeah. In the old parlance, in the new parlance, it's about a metre.
One of the things that John and I have talked about a number of occasions is being, you know, that we need to be socially into things, otherwise your mind starts to wander. And they've said that one of the best things, I think, is learn a new language, learn an instrument. It's one of the best things for your brain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of evidence to show that those things where, you know, in learning a language, for example, you look at a French on the page and you've got to convert it and produce it out the other side with in English.
Just got to take another quick break. Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by you, baby. No one needs to know. A tall, dark, and handsome man, but I've been busy making big plans that no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know. welcome back, and we're talking to John and Michael from U3A. Apart from, like, we've talked about a few new programs that you've got running, and I guess along the line, if you pick up some new tutors, if you can find some space for them, you'd be quite happy to run other courses too. But just give us a quick idea of what the range of courses that are currently on offer, apart from the new ones, please, Michael.
Sure, not a problem. Look, some of our old favourites, people want to stretch their minds, for example. So we have a couple of courses on philosophy. We're doing Roman history. Stage stories, we mentioned a bit earlier. There's French conversation, as you were saying, during the break as well. Cryptic crosswords is another one. There are two different levels for cryptic crosswords. And creating writing, as we said. There's a book club as well. For those that are artistically inclined, we have an arts and craft group as well, which I happened to have a bit of a peek at yesterday, which is a wonderful thing. For those that are musically inclined, there's guitar, banjo, recorder, community choir, there's music appreciation, and look, I've missed one. What have I missed? I know what I missed. It must be the ukulele. So there's great fun in all of those things. Not only do I get involved in ukulele, we have a great thing called Strings and Things, which is all of our stringed instruments getting together, and even recorders and various other things. We do that once every 2 weeks, and it's fantastic. So, other things... Dancing. We've got a lot of dancing classes as well. There's exercise and fitness, yoga,
and
gym.
Dancing has two things, doesn't it? You get people all together, so you're meeting new people, but you're also getting a bit of exercise too.
Oh, absolutely. Even one of our programs is exercise to music. So there's a great one there as well. So there's many different ways that you can get involved in dancing within the U3A as well. So there's yoga, gym, move it or lose it. It's one of our favourites as well, the exercise to music. We go bushwalking. So there's bushwalking, there's walking with poles, bike riding, some really great
and
things happening there.
And you've also got one where people go away together.
They do. It's called Hit the Road. Yeah. So about four times a year, I think, it happens. They organise a really big trip. And it's like first come, first serve, and it's always booked out. And but it's first come, first serve, and away they go.
Off to Torquay in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm not going, but I know quite a few are.
And you don't have to necessarily have a caravan for that one, although it's ostensibly designed beautifully for caravans, but you can camp, you can get other accommodation. There's many different ways and things that you can actually get involved in that, so that's a really good one as well. Garden lovers is also good. Once a month they go and visit gardens in the area or have specialists come and talk to them, so that's a really good one as well.
I've got to take a quick break and be back with more.
Just can't keep still.
Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to John and Michael from Healesville, USA, USA Youth Rio. I couldn't remember in writing. John, you want to just wrap it up for us, please?
Well, I'll, yeah, I mean, the two areas that Michael didn't get to in the listing of what we offer at the moment were I have a number of courses that involve theatre and stage. We've got the theatre group, which we've talked about.
And that'll be on again this year.
Stage stories we've talked about. Yes, no, the theatre group, we're up. It's already booked for the end of November.
Is it?
Absolutely. Mm. I don't know what the show's about. Lois is writing it as we speak. And then, of course, we've got a large number of people who just want to play games, Scrabble, card games, board games, all those sorts of things. We've got opportunities for them as well. The one thing we haven't talked about is that what we try to do is create opportunities for people across courses to get together and just socialise and have fun. So we have two or three Fridays at 5. We meet on the lawns of the courthouse on a Friday at 5 o'clock. Bring your own nibbles, bring your own drinks, bring your own chairs, sit down, have a bit of fun, just talk to whoever, old friends, meet new friends. And there's invariably...
That's a terrific idea. Mm.
And there's invariably sort of a ute group or a banjo group or a guitar group will get up and sort of do a bit of background entertainment and just have a bit of a jam session while this is all going on. So so we have Fridays at 5. We have two RVOTs every year, which is in the Senior Citizens Hall. And the other thing we have is the Winter Dance in May, which is an opportunity. It's an evening event. We've got a rock band that comes in and performs favourites from the 50s and 60s.
Can't do better than 50s
and
60s.
And straight out of my back door. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's really important, we feel, for people at our age to get together, socialise, have fun, kick up your feet, move about, enjoy yourself, meet new people, and walk away with a good feeling about life.
Well, one of the things that you and I have spoken about, and I talk about a lot, is social isolation. And they say that if we don't do something about it, we'll be one of the biggest killers in the years to come.
Yeah.
Because people with iPads and iPhones and that are so isolated that they won't have the interaction between people. It'll be texting and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway, the one thing I really do want to talk about briefly before we finish up is that the Youth Rio couldn't do it by themselves. We are supported quite strongly by a number of organisations. We use the Senior Citizens Hall, and the Senior Citizens Hall do a wonderful job, and we've developed a strong relationship with them. We also have relationship, we use the library, we use a relationship with Healesville Connect. We use the Lions Hall down the road here, just next door here.
Oh, do you?
Yep. We use the Living and Learning Centre for a course and so on. So we've got we rely heavily on other organisations, like-minded organisations, who support us. We work with them and so on. I do want to give a special shout-out to the Yarra Rangers, the council. Without them, they give us a lot of advice. They do works around the courthouse. They maintain the grounds and all those things for us. But, you know, most importantly is the contacts we have with them and the funding they give us. I mean, we've got funding. We've got funding for the pickleball. On the basis that we were opening it up to members of the community as well, which we are going to do. We got funding for the theatre group, and of course they give us an annual grant at the moment, which helps us just manage our day-to-day budgeting and
keeps the costs down.
Keeps the costs down to our members, which is really important. So they're the organisations that we rely on to actually be as successful as we are. And I really want to thank them. Ken Fierster at the Senior Sits is a wonderful fellow. It's just a really important thing too.
John, I guess too, that while we talk about all the things that you've got coming up this year and that you're looking forward to, I guess if you've... One of the things that I find a bit disappointing, particularly if people have been in a professional organisation or professional job, that when they retire, very often the experience they've had, whether it be as a lawyer, accountant and all this sort of, very often gets lost. So I guess, are you making an appeal for anybody who thinks they can come along and run a program that they think might... people might want to be part of?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much hidden talent out there, and some of it's not so hidden. I mean, people sort of, as you said, they go through their working career, they do all sorts of wonderful things in their employment, and then when they retire, they sometimes just sort of stop doing whatever they were doing. Sometimes it gets out to just playing golf or going out for a squash or whatever, tennis, whatever might take your fancy. But I think there's so much ability out there and so much to people can offer. And even if it's just a secret craving or a hobby or something you just love doing, all you need to do is be willing to share it. And, you know, we've got 35, 36 course leaders. They're all volunteers.
Yeah.
Most of them would spend a good deal of time thinking and preparing about what they're going to do. And again, you know, without them, without that volunteer spirit, we would have nothing.
Righto, John, you've convinced us. You're a good salesman.
Thank you.
How are we going to find out about how to join the UTA?
Well, I'd like to point you firstly to our website, hillsvilleu3a.org.au. Do you want me to say it again? Our website is hillsvilleu3a, all one word, .org.au.
Yep.
If you want to make contact, the other thing is, which Michael has been working quite a lot on, is we've just developed a Facebook page.
Good. Yep.
So you can find us on Facebook now, and that page is up and running as we speak.
As Hillsville U3A?
As Hillsville U3A, absolutely. Yep. Or is it U3A Hillsville?
It's U3A Hillsville.
It's U3A Hillsville. U3A Hillsville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to inquire about courses, you can email us on hillsville.u3a@bigpond.com, or you can ring us on 0490 917 975.
You want to give us that again, please, John?
I'll give you the email. The email address is all lowercase, hillsville.u3a@bigpond.com, and the phone number is 0490 917 975.
So that's 0490
917 975.
And on Facebook, you've got your new, and that's a new initiative, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For us, it is, yes.
So it's all go this year.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, we're looking forward to the year. There's lots of exciting things happening. There's a great spirit. I walked into the Art and Craft, as Michael was talking to you, which I had its first session on Tuesday, and there was just this wonderful sense of conviviality and laughter and fun and activity going on.
And look, we can't stress enough that that's people need to get involved, because there's nothing worse than sitting at home and not being involved. I mean, dementia and these things, you can't cure them, but you can keep them off a bit by being involved, can't you?
Yeah. And one of the things we're keen to do is to promote those sort of organisations that are trying to help. Because we've got we reach a fairly significant number of people. If organisations are trying to promote those sorts of things which are relevant to people who might be members of the U3A, like dementia programs or whatever it might be, or supporting people, for people who are supporting dementia, we're more than happy. We see ourselves as having a role in doing that.
Got to go, guys. Thank you very much for attending. We'll have John and whoever back during another two or three times during the year.
I'll get Michael back to talk more ukulele. I know how much you love that.